Check 1, 2. Thank you. I'm not sure. Good morning. How is everybody today? I feel like we're a little bit lopsided this morning. So I would like to welcome everyone here this morning. We're to Union Congregational, where no matter who you are or where you are in your life's journey, you are welcome here. And my name is Pastor Tori, and want to remind you of a few things before we get started today. If you cannot hear me, we do have hearing devices in the back that will help have you hear me better. And then also, there's these little forms on the back table. Heidi's going to go get me one. If you are new and you want to keep in touch with us, or if you have a change of address or phone number, email or something, can you fill one of these things out and put it in the offering plate or hand it to Heidi after the service? Just making sure that we can connect with you and stay connected. And then on the back, later on, we have some prayer requests that we share out loud. If you have a prayer request that is like more personal and you don't want to share with everybody, it's a chance that you can share a little something on the back and fold it up, put it in the offering plate when it comes around, or give it to me after the service. So any other announcements this morning?
I have one. Just a reminder that Saturday the 18th is the Penguin Plunge. Pastor Tori is registered to jump. And as a church, we're saying we don't want her to jump.
I'm saying so, I don't want to jump.
We're taking donations in support of Tori's efforts
to not jump.
To not
it takes
jump.
A lot of effort not to jump.
So if you would like to contribute, you can give it to me. It will be put into the church and then given to Faith in Action and the Hackensack Fire and Safety, because that's their supporters. Okay. And good organizations to support, and a reason for supporting is not to have Tori jump. So any questions, talk to me afterwards. Also, I do have the donation statements for 2019, and I'll be handing those out after the service at friendship time, fellowship time. I think that's it.
Anybody else?
Okay, I have one other announcement. Some of you may have noticed that we have some books in the back there. I pulled them out of the library. Last winter, we cleaned out our library. We cleaned out a lot of our library and kind of narrowed it down, and we have some really good stuff in there. And so I pulled some of the things that might be interesting to some of you. There's some fiction, there's some nonfiction, and it's very diverse in the theological perspective. There's some conservative writings, there's some liberal writings, and just go check it out. And like I said, we just have a pretty decent library, especially fiction. With winter happening, I want to read in the winter. I don't want to be outside. And so I just put some books back there just to give you an idea of what we have in that library. So today we have our scholarship recipients here today to receive scholarships, and we're very excited that they are joining us and their families are joining us. And I'm just going to turn it over to Joe, and we'll go from there. You need a microphone.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. And it's lovely to have all of you here, and especially on the cool day we have. I'd like to say briefly a little bit about the scholarship for those of you who may not be aware of this. This is something that Union Church has set up quite a while ago. It started out with Joseph Meyer and then was combined with the George Hoppe Memorial Scholarship. And now we call it Union Church Memorial Scholarship. And these young women who are our recipients this year have had to submit applications, references, maintain a certain grade point average, and they were notified this past spring that they were award winners. However, one of the requirements of the scholarship is that their first semester they must show a transcript of 2.0 or above, and I'm pleased to say it is way above all that. So today they will each be receiving a $1,000 check from the Union Church Memorial Scholarship Fund to benefit their future education. As I call them up by name, they will be introduced, but they will have time later to tell a little bit about themselves, so we're not going to do it right now. But after they receive the scholarship, if we could please give them a round of applause and hold it until both of them have come up, please. I'd like to welcome Sarah Artley. Sarah, this is for your future, and we appreciate it very much. And Sophie Larson. And Sophie, your future also, we appreciate it very much. Is someone, maybe you later, photo ops, okay? Round of applause, please. Thank you.
I should have had that up while they were doing it. And Heidi, can I give you this to you? Because I can't really do two things at once sometimes. Can I show you one thing on there? I know last week people complained because while I was speaking, I was doing puppetry. This turns it on and off.
That one. And when we're going to have something that waits for a long time, I turn it off and then it's better?
When I'm preaching, I prefer that it turns off so I don't have a puppet show. Let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship by having a time of silence to reflect and focus in on worship. Join me in the call to worship. We gather today to praise God who created all things, cares for us tenderly, and calls each of us to a life of service and ministry.
Let us give praise for God's gifts of life, love, and meaningful work.
We gather today as God's people to encourage, pray, and love one another. We are a community of people who worship, love, and serve God. We are also a community that loves our neighbors, lets us worship our God in unity, walk with one through life, and follow the example of Christ. Please pray with me. Great Creator of the crystal snow, you are our Creator as well. You knit us together in our mother's wombs, and you know us through and through, and still you love us. How wonderful is all that you do. How amazing is your care for all creation. Help us to trust in you during these dark days of winter with our whole selves. Make us courageous to live as your people. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. This morning, a couple things before we sing our first song. Number one, we're going to remain seated because we had multiple complaints that when we stand, we can't see the screen. So we're just going to sit and sing the song. And number two, Sebastian was supposed to be here this morning, and he called in sick. So we had to do some finagling with the music. And on this first song, it's actually a recording. If you can hit that, hit the button.
I did.
There we go. And then I got to turn it on from up here. So the first song is All Are Welcome, And whether you like it or not, we're going to be singing all the verses because that's what this is. So it is a good song. Oops. Click it one more time, Heidi. The peace of God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us greet our friends and neighbors and visitors as we pass the peace of Christ today. Don, if you can hear me, can you play the music? I feel like I'm almost praying. Don? There we go. No, we can't hear it, Don. We're going to skip it. No, we can barely hear it, can we? Now we can.
of the God who redeems us. Sing to the glory of the Holy Spirit, who sustains and comforts us as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end, world without end, world without end. Amen.
We have our scripture.
So the scripture is Matthew 3.
Probably need a microphone.
Scripture today is Matthew 3, 13 through 17. And at the end, there's a reference to the Spirit of God descending like a dove. And my ex-wife used to say, oh, she would like to have God come as he came to Paul, or as in here, something obvious. But for most of us, the reason we believe in God is because somebody else showed love to us, because we are the hands and feet and body of God on earth. So the scripture is, then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come for me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased.
Thank you, Gary. We skipped a part, didn't we? As we know, we have scholarship recipients this morning, and very excited that they're here. And I do have to say, Sarah and Sophia, I'm going to invite you up here to tell us a little bit about yourselves. And I know sometimes we get nervous. I get nervous. You already did the work to get the scholarship. I'm going to tell you that right now. And for you to be up here and tell us about yourselves, don't feel like you have any pressure on you whatsoever. You already did the work. You already got the scholarship. We just want to get to know you. And so remember that we are for you. We are excited that you're here, and we support you in everything that you are doing and going to do with your lives. So, who would like to go first? Come on up, Sarah.
Check one. Is this on?
Okay.
Hi, I'm Sarah Artley. I'm from Walker, and I'm attending Grand Rapids, so Itasca Community College. I want to go for a business degree, and it's a 2-year college, and then I will attend UMD probably, hopefully. That's about it.
All right, great. Can I?
What do you want to know about me?
Should I just ask a few questions?
Sure.
Okay. You got to keep the mic. What is your hope, like dream job that you would want to have? Total dream job.
I don't know.
That's okay. I didn't know.
I'd like to work at like a corporate business, maybe.
Cool.
Like General Mills, or be a manager of some sort.
Okay. And what are some things that you just like to do when you hang out?
I like to watch TV. I like to play on my phone, play Candy Crush.
Love Candy Crush.
I like to volunteer with animals.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite animal?
Cat.
What about a dog?
Dogs are fun.
I have a dog.
Yeah.
I have 2 cats too, but they're jerks. Okay, wonderful. What else can I ask you? Any other questions? Give me another idea.
Did you do post-secondary before you graduated?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, we're excited that you're here, and we're excited that we can support you in this way. And I think we're going to have a coffee time, and we're going to hang out, and we can ask you more questions then, where you don't have a microphone in your hand.
It's okay.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah. Sophia, come on up.
I'm I'm Sophia Larson. At school, I go by Fia, though, because in my orientation group, there was 8 of us, and there were 3 of us named Sophia Elizabeth.
Oh.
So I went by Fia so we wouldn't be confused. And I go to St. Catherine University. It's in St. Paul. Yeah. It's a private Catholic school. Luckily, there's not a lot of required church stuff or anything. I'm going for history and English. I don't have a dream job yet. And
what do you like to do for fun?
Fun?
Do you like Candy Crush? No? Cats or dogs?
Dogs. I don't like cats. I'm allergic to cats.
Oh, I like cats. They're okay.
Yeah.
I like my dog better. What?
So what kind of occupation do you want to try?
Well, I was thinking of working with historical texts. So.
Wonderful.
A lady I met said, work at the Minnesota History Society when you get the chance, so.
Great. Well, thank you, Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Could we also have parents acknowledged?
Yes. Yes, if you are a parent, can you just raise your hand? Yes. You raised them well. So, Heidi, I'm going to keep this up here if that's okay, or do you want it?
No.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to move this a little bit over here. I feel like I'm wrestling with this morning. My freshman year of college, I attended North Central University in downtown Minneapolis. It was the first time that I moved away from home, home was Wisconsin for me. It was the first time that I was in a big city, and it was the first time in this wonderful state, cold state of Minnesota. My parents and my oldest sister drove me there in the fall. And they helped me unpack, and they helped me get organized a little bit. And then they lingered for a while, because I don't think they really wanted to leave me there and what they thought was on my own. Eventually, and reluctantly, they left. I lived in a dorm, and we had some options in our living arrangements. We could either have one roommate. We could either have one roommate, two roommates, or what was called multiple. And I chose the multiple option because it was the least expensive option. I ended up with 5 roommates. Yeah, I know, 5. That didn't last long. I was in my room with one of my roommates on one of the first days there. We were unpacking and getting ourselves organized. And I got thirsty. So I announced to my roommate, I'm going to the bubbler to get a drink. And now if you're from Wisconsin, you know that a bubbler is a drinking fountain. I've never called it anything else prior to that. And I didn't know that it was called anything different. And I didn't know anyone who called it that, anything different from that. So my roommate, who was from Nebraska, said, oh, can I go with you? And I thought it was really strange that a girl wanted to follow me down the hallway to get a drink of water, but I thought, hey, who am I to judge? So I said, yeah. So we walked down the hallway, stopped at the bubbler. I got a drink, and then I started walking back to the room. And then I heard, hey, where are you going? And I looked back, and she had this really confused look on her face. And I must have had the same confused look on my face, because she then said, aren't you going to the bubbler? And I said, I just did. And she looked at the drinking fountain, and then she looked at me, and then she looked at the drinking fountain again, and she looked back at me, and she said, "This is a bubbler to you?" And I said, "Yeah, that's a bubbler. What do you call it?" And she goes, "It's a water fountain." And I'm like, "A water fountain?" And he said, "A water fountain is something you see in the middle of a park that has water spraying out of it." And it was about that time that a more wise student poked her head out of her dorm room and said, "Hey guys, it's a drinking fountain. You need to work on your language barrier if you're going to live together." And that was my first lesson on becoming an adult. The lesson was is that sometimes we need to learn someone else's language and someone else's way of seeing things before we can speak into their life. I also learned another lesson during my senior year of school. I lived with a friend named Tammy, and some who have been here before probably have heard of my roommate Tammy. I've told other stories about her. She doesn't know yet, but I should tell her that I tell stories about her. We had an apartment across the street from the dorms, and we were both pretty stressed in the beginning of the year because we were living in this apartment that was really designed for three or four people, and there was only two of us. And since there was just two of us, we had to split the rent in half, which made it more expensive. On top of it, that year, that semester, I had 26 credits and two jobs. And at that point, I wasn't sure how I was going to pay for all my books. And I was stressed. Both Tammy and I were stressed. And I remember sitting in the living room with her and talking about how we were going to even survive this entire year. We were going to go crazy, and we were going to go broke. And we came to the conclusion that, you know what, it's just going to be a really stressful year. There's going to be anxiety. And one of us, if not both of us, are probably not going to make it. And we would have to drop out. Tammy went to bed, and I fell asleep on the couch in the living room. Now, I don't know what time of night it was, but I was rudely awakened by water splashing on my head. I opened my eyes, and I was soaked. My shirt was soaked. My hair was soaked. The couch that I was laying on was all wet. And in my half-dazed sleepiness, I thought it was raining out. And so I got up, and I tried closing the window, which was right behind the couch, and I couldn't get it shut. I thought it was stuck. And so, of course, I went and I got Tammy out of bed. And I stood in her doorway calling her name, you know, that like whispery yell that you do, you know? "Tammy! Tammy! Hey! Tammy!" And she turned around, she's like, "What?" And then she saw me, she goes, "Why are you wet?" And I'm like, the window's open, I can't get it closed, it's raining outside. So she climbed out of bed, and we went to the living room, and we both stood on the couch and tried closing this window. Again, half asleep, and finally, Tammy wakes up enough to realize that the window isn't even open. And so she says, "Wait, the window's not open." And then she looks at me and she goes, "Why are you wet?" And by this time, I'm completely awake. I have to cough, excuse me. By this time, I'm completely awake. I'm completely confused, and I'm completely defeated. And I just look at her and go, I don't know. It was then that we both noticed that the dripping was coming from the ceiling. And it was not only dripping, but it was running down the sides of the wall and through the ceiling, and it was drenching the couch where I was laying. And then we heard the sound of a vacuum cleaner coming from the upstairs neighbor's apartment. We both looked at each other, and immediately we headed upstairs to the doorway of our neighbor. The door was open, and there stood my neighbor in the middle of the living room with a shop vac, vacuuming up the remains of a gigantic 50-gallon fish tank. Yep, his fish tank broke. And it soaked into the carpet and through the floor, soaked into the ceiling, and soaked me with fish water and whatever it picked up seeping through that dirty floor and ceiling while I slept. The neighbor looked at me in my soaked shirt, my wet hair, and he started saying, "Why are you?" And stopped himself and said, "Ah, I am so sorry." And there was nothing that we could do from that point on except go back to our apartment. We got back downstairs, cleaned up what we could as far as the water. And as we were going back to bed, Tammy looked at me right in the eye, and she said, "Do you know how ridiculous you look?" And we both cracked up laughing. We realized that life sometimes gets hard. And in life, there is stress. And sometimes the best thing that you can do is find a friend who will laugh with you through it. We realized also that night that stressing over things that haven't happened yet is pretty pointless. Sometimes we need to deal with obstacles as they come along. Yes, I was carrying a lot of credits. Yes, that's my phone. Yes, I had two jobs. Yes, I was having a hard time financially. But I made it through that day. I made it through that day. And tomorrow, I would make it through that day. I knew that the coming year was going to have to be a day-by-day thing. It was a day-by-day adventure. And with my friend Tammy, I had a friend to laugh with, and I had that outlet to release my stress. There are many lessons that I've learned while I was in college. It was a time of growth. It was a time of change. I grew from a child to an adult during those years. College was the beginning of my adult life. In the story that we read today, that Gary read, Jesus goes to the Jordan to be baptized by John the Baptist. And there's something that I want to point out in this story. And today I don't necessarily want to be theological, but I want to look at the literature of the author of this gospel and what he was trying to put together. So this is less about theology and more about literature. The author of this book, called Matthew, had a really big story to tell. And it was the story of Jesus' birth and how he lived and how he suffered and how he died and how he rose again. And in this big story, there are little stories. And today we read one of those little stories. If we look at what happened before this little story, we're able to get, before this little story and after this little story, we're able to get a bigger picture of what the author of this book was trying to do. Before this story in Matthew, in Matthew's version of what happened, there was Jesus' birth. The angel tells Joseph, the Magi follow the star, the Magi visit the family, and they bring Jesus gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And it's all about Jesus as a child. And then we have this big jump in time. And the next story is the scripture that we read this morning. It's about Jesus going to John to be baptized. This is the story Matthew used to bridge Jesus' life as a child and Jesus' life as an adult. The rest of Matthew's story talks about Jesus' adult life and his mission and the impact that Jesus had on this world. Before this story, Jesus was a minor character that had action happen around him and had action happen to him. But now, after this baptism, after this story, Jesus becomes the main character, and he creates the action. Jesus becomes the protagonist of the story. He is the one that stands up to corruption and abuse. He is the one that fights for those who can't fight for themselves. He's the one that sees the marginalized of society. And Jesus is the one that seeks justice in an unjust world. Something happened in that little transitional story of Jesus' baptism. It was proclaimed who he is. The college years of my life was a bridge from my childhood to my adulthood. My story before college had a lot of childhood stories. Little stories that are in my big story. And after my college years, I was an adult. I became the protagonist of my story. I became the main character. And instead of action happening around me, now I am the person who creates that action. I developed purpose and a plan for my life, and I developed a mission for my life, emphasizing the word developed because it didn't come overnight. I had to figure it out, and in those college years, that's when I figured it out. And because of my faith and belief in Jesus Christ, I do my best to pattern my life after Christ. I do my best to love God, and I do my best to love others. We have something, when Jesus speaks, he talks about the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven a lot. And he tells stories or parables which begin with, the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven is like, and then he tells a story. And he tries to share with people about how they need to love God and love others and bring the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, here on earth. That the kingdom of God is not only up there, but it can be down here too. And it's a matter of how our words and our actions are used. And we can use our words and our actions to bring the kingdom of God a little bit closer or a little bit farther away. The words that we use and our actions can bring a little bit more of heaven to this earth, but also our words and our actions can bring a little bit more hell to this earth as well. It's our choice. Sophia and Sarah, I believe your college years is also a bridge. A bridge from being a child to being an adult. From having action happen around you to having you create action. I believe that you have that same opportunity to bring the kingdom of heaven here to this earth by how you use your words and how you use your actions. Here at Union Congregational, our hope for you is to find your calling in life. And our prayer for you is that you learn lessons along the way that will teach you and help you grow into the amazing adults that you are becoming. And even though you may not have the same beliefs about Jesus as we do, you might not, I don't know that. It's our hope that you will learn in your own way how to love God and how to love people. Become the protagonist of your story. Become that main character. Be the one that stands up for corruption and abuse. Be the one who fights for those who can't fight for themselves. Be the one that sees the marginalized in society. And be the one that seeks justice in this unjust world. Our thoughts, our prayers, our support, our encouragement go with you. And may the peace of God go with you as well. And I think everybody can say amen.
Amen.
Amen. As I said before, Sebastian is not here, so you're going to have to deal with my piano playing. No, I don't play piano. We're going to try. We're going to sing Seek Ye First, the Kingdom of God, as I dance with the podium. And I think, Heidi, you're going to help us sing, right? Oh, there it is. Got to turn it on, probably. Did good.
You do play the piano. Yes, you do.
There are chords. Do not clap for me. At this point, I lost my bulletin. There we go. At this point in time, we will share prayer requests and praises, joys and concerns for our prayer time.
Does anyone have anything?
Just real quick, I asked for prayers for Joshua a few weeks ago. Lois, who works for Faith in Actions, is her grandson who's in Connecticut. She's out there. He is still in the hospital. He's still seizuring. It's not great. Just please keep Joshua in your prayers and Lois and her, all of her family.
Tell me her name again.
Lois. And his name's Joshua. Just please keep them in your prayers. They don't know.
Those of you that come to family table know Rabbi Terry. He was rushed to the hospital a week ago. His pacemaker shocked him twice, and they rushed him down to Northwestern. And he's a little depressed about it. And he said he was ready to have him turn the dang thing off. He's just very depressed. But I spoke to him last night. He's hoping to get out today and go into a rehab center. And the one thing that he said was that this church, the people at the community meal and stuff, have meant a world to him. He says he can't express how much this place has meant to him. And so we need prayers for Terry. I mean, he has a mechanical heart. He runs on batteries. But he's a sweetheart of a man, and so he needs some prayers. And he said that he'd give me his address when he gets to where he's at. So.
Okay. Any other prayer requests?
I have a little good news. My alter ego, or whatever you would call him, my daughter-in-law's dad had stage 4 cancer and spent some time in Arizona. They've been back here for about, they came back in August, and he's been being treated through Mayo, but with a regimen of infusions and chemo, he's now 90% free of cancer. And the doctor told him probably with the final two that he has to take, he might end up totally free. So it's wonderful news. Hopefully we
great.
Can keep it all up.
Yeah. What is his name?
Pete Bundy.
Pete?
Pete Bundy.
Pete Bundy. Okay.
It's nice to have the scholarship recipients here today.
Yes.
That's a joy.
We're
That's
praying.
A joy
That's a given.
Us.
That's a joy, and we're praying. Any other prayer requests? Some of you might wonder what those candles are there for. The candle is representative of the Spirit of Christ being here. And when we have prayer requests, we light a candle and we put it in that bowl. That is a symbol and a representation of Christ continuing to be in that situation. And so it's our little symbol that we do every week. Okay, last call. Any prayer requests or praises? Okay, let's go to God in prayer. God, we thank you for being good and being gracious to us. We thank you for being involved in our lives. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you that you have put us in this world for a reason and for a purpose. And we also thank you for giving us the strength to serve you in that purpose. God, we pray for our scholarship recipients today. We pray for Sarah. We pray for Sophia. We ask that you put a special hand on their life, that you guide them and direct them and reveal to them what you want them to do. We ask that you teach them lessons along the way. We ask that you bring friends into their lives that are lifelong friends that they can laugh with. We ask and thank you for their family that have surrounded them and ask for their continued support in their lives. And God, we know as a church that we support them. And want to encourage them and continue to pray for them as they go on their journey on this adventure called life. We lift up Joshua to you as he is in the hospital, and they don't exactly know what's going on with him. They just know that he is seizuring. And we pray for him. We pray for his healing. We pray that the doctors figure out what is going on with him. We pray for Lois and her entire family, that you bring peace on that situation. God, we pray for Terry as he is in the hospital and ready to go into rehab. God, we pray also for him, how frustrating it is, how scary it is to rely on something mechanical to keep you alive. And we ask that you surround him with your peace again. And we thank you for his involvement here at Community Table and here at Union, and that we continue to hold him in prayer and be an encouragement in his life. And God, we celebrate with Pete today that he is going through treatment that is working, that he has a really good chance of being cancer-free, and we ask that you continue to be in the midst of that process, that you continue to heal them. Medicine is part of it, but God, we know that you are overseeing it all, and you are in the middle of it all, and we thank you for his healing. God, we come before you now as a group of people, individuals who are united in worship here today. And we join together in prayer, in praying the prayer that your Son Jesus has taught us to pray. Our God in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Do we have ushers today? I know that we have a lot of people missing. Can I ask for volunteers to pass a plate? Or maybe we can just pass the plate ourselves. When you're done, can you just put them up there?
Yeah.
Okay. Let us pray together. God of life and peace, thank you for loving and guiding us through this life. Accept our offerings this morning to further your kingdom here on this earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us sing one last song before we leave. It's called Bind Us Together. Oh yeah, I forgot that we have to do that little song, don't we? We're just going to sing this. Praise God from all blessings flow. Here below. Praise God for all that love has done. Creator, Christ, and Spirit. Now we were supposed to pray. Thank you for putting up with my discombobulation today. We had our music guy cancel out on us like at 4 o'clock yesterday, so we had to scramble. So we're a little discombobulated, but thank you for your patience. So we're going to do one last song called Bind Us Together. And Heidi, I think you're going to lead us in this.
Just sing it just without any music.
No, I'll try.
You're very good standing.
Well, I woke up early this morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not right. Okay, sorry.
Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, bind us together with love. There is only one God. There is only one King. There is only one body. That is why I sing.
Would you stand for the benediction, please? May God the Creator go with you this week. May Christ shine through you, and may the Holy Spirit guide you in all that you do. Amen. Now we're supposed to play a song called May God's Blessings. It's awesome.
May God's blessings.